So, guys, usually I'm talking about 90 Day Fiancé, Faith, Love, and Trends. This is Irene again. And I'm usually talking about the 90 Day Universe, but now we are going to go to Lifetime and talk about kind of recap the whole season 17 of Married at First Sight. The couples in question are Brennan and Emily, Cameron and Claire, Austin and Rebecca, Orion and Lauren, and Michael and Chloe. Let's chat about it. Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on the mix. You're listening to CBiz Media. So I'm a fan of this show, but I'm in and out on seasons, so I'm not a consistent watcher. I'm more consistent with 90 Day, but there are some seasons that I have not caught up on. There are some parts of the franchise, some, I wouldn't say episodes, but some series of the 90 Day universe that I have not caught up on and may not catch up on. A lot of times when I come on here and I talk about these couples, it's really an enlightening moment. It's a moment of like, okay, wow, I see these couples, I see these issues they have, I can relate to them, and maybe other people can relate to them, and maybe lessons can be learned. And that's really what it's all about here, Faith, Love, and Trends on CBiz Media. But I thought I'd do something different this time when it came to Married at First Sight, because I have been catching up with the show. I've been trying to watch. If I don't watch that day, I'll watch in the near future, watch the repeats or the watch it on demand. But I said, I'm not going to do a play-by-play of each episode. I'm going to do something different. So I wanted to wait till the season ended and kind of give my full thoughts. And for those of you that have been watching the show, you know how I'm feeling and what I'm thinking. This is similar to 90 Day Fiancé in a way, but it's a lot more shocking. If you think about the show on Netflix, Love is Blind, that's popular. It's similar to that, except they take the big leap right away, Married at First Sight. The experts choose their spouse. A number of men and women, they apply to be a part of the show, and the experts just pair up the ones that look like they will be a great match, and it's an experiment. If they meet at the altar that day with barely any knowledge of the other person, I don't even think they know the person's name. I think they get a wedding gift before the actual nuptials, but that's all that they really know or get a glimpse of this person that they're about to marry. So it can be a really shocking thing, and some people will think, hey, you're crazy to do that. So there's some crazy people that are willing to do this, but I'm not going to call them crazy. I admire their courage, and maybe for some of them, things just haven't worked in the love department, and they may feel like, oh, well, this is my last-ditch effort. And I don't know. Maybe they just, I don't know how, I feel like you have to have a certain mindset for the institution of marriage to participate in a program like this. Either you really respect it, or you're not quite sure about it. I don't know, but to put your name on a wedding license with someone that you don't know, I think is a really big deal. And I guess they trust the experts that much to do something like this. But let me get into some of these couples here. Starting off with Brennan and Emily. They're both attractive. They visually look the part. They look like they would make a great couple. Emily admits that she had no relationship experience prior to this marriage. And I think they're in their 30s, maybe early 30s, if I'm not mistaken. Again, I'm always open for corrections, guys. Email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. So let me just gauge around the age range. I think they're in their late 20s, early 30s age range. And Emily's never had an actual relationship. She's dated, she's hooked up, but no relationship. So I think for Brennan, that may have been a little bit of a red flag. To me, she also has a party girl vibe. As we start getting into the series, I do feel that she is a nice girl. She seems to be grounded and respectful of her marriage. She doesn't bring the party girl thing to the marriage as far as being a little wild and out there. But she's totally respectful as far as what I see of her husband and her new situation, and she's trying to learn how to be in her first real relationship. For Brennan, he was somewhat on guard. I feel like during their honeymoon phase, you know, after they get married, they get to go on a honeymoon. The couples all are sent to a honeymoon. And you decide whether or not you want to consummate the relationship or not. I've seen seasons where people have decided to do so. I think that's totally up to them. They are married on paper. They have the license. So, I mean, let God lead you when it comes to that. But, I don't always think that they're letting God lead them. Again, this show, you can get out of your marriage. So, once you're married, it's not like you're stuck in it for life. At the what they call decision day, the end of the season, everyone gets to decide, do we stay in this or do we go? So that's why I feel like they have to have some level of respect, or maybe divorce seems like an easy thing for them to do. To me, I feel like that would be a really scary thing, to get married and then get divorced within weeks. I don't know if I could beat them. I don't know if I could do it. And it has worked for some couples, but just like Love is Blind has worked for some couples, it's very similar. They do get to decide whether they get married. But the thing I like about Love is Blind is that they go to the altar, but they can always decide to walk away. They don't have to completely fulfill the marriage. Even though their family and everyone shows up, they always have the option to leave the bride or groom at the altar, which I think is a safer thing to do versus just going all in and signing your life to this other person's life and connecting with them in that way. But Brennan and Emily, yeah, Brennan on his side, he's very, I feel like he overthinks things. He's a little calculated. And I feel like he was holding back his emotions. He wasn't really being all in, and he wasn't being transparent with Emily. And that was like the major issue. They would give them exercises and things to do to get them closer, but he was just not trying to connect. And I feel like in the beginning he really was, but at the honeymoon, Emily got pretty competitive because I believe she played soccer or some similar sport. And she was really good at it. And she kind of grew up doing that. Her dad coached her. So she has a strong competitive spirit. And when they were, I think they were playing some game against each other. And she was kind of putting him down a little bit because he wasn't winning. And her competitive side was just really strong. And I feel like at that point, that's when the tables turned and he was not really feeling her at that point. I think she kind of, on some level, made him feel less masculine. And to me, I think that was a little bit small. And I think he could have, you know, rebounded on that and did something to assert himself, to make himself feel a little bit more the way he needed to, or just to tell her, hey, I don't like that vibe, the way that you kind of put me down during this and made me feel some kind of way. Also, Emily's very accident prone, and I think she fell in the shower and hurt her wrist, and also she got into a crazy accident later on in the relationship. And Brennan finally stepped up. They finally were making strides, getting close. He was caring for her. But that started to wear down as decision day became closer, and their relationship basically just never really got off the ground and completely fell apart as things concluded. But the accident brought them together, yet it really didn't stick and stay. And so that couple decided to divorce for decision day. And as you can hear, I am doing spoilers, and I probably will put that on the description so you guys know that, yes, this is a spoilers episode. The season is over, and I just wanted to recap, you know, some things that happened with all of the couples, and then kind of get my final thoughts on the whole season and all the situations basically at large. Next couple, Cameron and Claire. Cameron and Claire had a similar, in a way, a similar thing as far as their emotional connection, not really being transparent with their feelings. I feel like Cameron was a little more open than Claire, and she was more standoffish, and they kind of friend-zoned each other early on in the marriage. They two were attractive. Cameron was super tall, she's short, but they just made a nice-looking couple. I guess everything seemed to be possible or workable on paper, but these two just, you know, I feel like Cameron was trying harder than Claire was to really get this relationship moving. At the end of the day, it was actually not at the end of the day, maybe in the middle of the whole journey, Cameron decided that he wanted to separate, he no longer wanted to give it a try. Or keep trying. And shortly after that, he found out he had a heart condition. So in a way, Claire was still there for him on some level. They still kept it friendly. They were better than Cameron and Brennan and Emily, because the end of their relationship was kind of a little toxic. He continued to say he was trying to protect her, and that he did the best he could. Emily felt like he didn't really give much of anything. He didn't give his all. He wasn't transparent. He wasn't real. Well, Cameron and Claire said, you know, we just didn't have that connection. We're better off as friends. And, you know, that's just the way that it ended up for them. Again, Cameron had found out he had a heart condition, which was saddening, but he seems to be doing okay. Claire continued to support him during that time. Then they kind of just stopped talking, and there was a lot of different insinuations of things as far as Cameron and Claire, some things that maybe we weren't privy to as the audience. So they kind of had some secret things going on in this relationship that Cameron kind of exposed. Claire has yet to know or yet to get a chance to address. But this couple also decided to divorce. Then we have Austin and Rebecca. These two were the most romantic of the couples. They were always kissing on each other, hugging on each other, and they seemed like they had a connection. A couple of their issues were they had different belief systems. I believe Austin is Christian and Rebecca, I believe, may be agnostic, where she doesn't have a faith either way. She doesn't really follow a religion, but she doesn't deny that one exists. And then their whole chemistry, now you could see they were very affectionate, but when it came to the bedroom, which Rebecca wanted more, it seems like Austin was just not able to deliver in the bedroom. And not because he wasn't capable, she feels really mostly because he wasn't into it, and he didn't feel that connection in order to bring the love in the bedroom. So I'm not sure if these two ever consummated, but it seems like they kept trying to give it a try when it came to the romance department. But that was one of their issues, and their differences of faith, the belief systems that they had. But other than that, they seemed to be a good match. They had fun together. They were always cuddles and just like super close friends. But Rebecca did notice that Austin was more loving on camera. He was giving more on camera versus off camera. So she could tell there was a difference in his vibe and connection when it came to them being on the air and off the air. And he would act accordingly. So these two also decided to divorce. We have Orion and Lauren. I was kind of rooting for this couple. They're a mixed race couple. I believe Orion is how you say his name, is Native American, and Lauren is African American. And at first they had a really great vibe and connection. They also showed some chemistry, some affection, but during the honeymoon they started to talk about racial issues, and things were said that were not intended by Lauren on her side. And after that, Orion was basically turned off from her and disconnected because he felt that she insulted his racial background. She kind of did it unknowingly and jokingly and not realizing her mistake. She did apologize. Then they got into an issue about when was the last time they were intimate with someone, and she had only been intimate with someone like a couple of months before the marriage. So he felt that she wasn't taking the marriage seriously and questioned the type of woman that she was. Without really fully saying those words, Lauren kind of assessed that. So then they got into it over that, and they just never were able to come back, and they were never able to come back from that early blunder that Lauren giggled and made a comment or reacted to his comment of different slurs that he heard, and she giggled at one and reacted. And after that, things just were never the same. And they actually decided to divorce very early on in their journey. Lauren kept trying to fight it out. Orion, he seemed like he was in and out, but he kind of completely checked out pretty early on in the process, even though they continued to come to the couples meetings and hang out. And it seemed like they were trying to forge a friendship. But Lauren said Orion was never really give her much back in the friendship department. She would give and he would not really reciprocate. So that was an issue with them, even beyond their divorce scenario. So again, another divorce. And finally, Michael and Chloe. Now, Michael originally was on the show and was supposed to marry someone else, but that person backed out. He was recoupled up with Chloe maybe a couple weeks later and was able to continue the process. He was just a little bit behind the rest of the group. Nobody knew what that was going to happen, so it was somewhat of a surprise to the cast and everyone. And I thought it was wonderful that he got another chance and that he wasn't just left there rejected. Chloe, she was in a way also a reject because she was not chosen to be a part of the original cast, but she was one of the backup people. So Michael the reject and Chloe the reject get together, and considering comparing all the other couples in this season, they were making magic. Their relationship was beautiful. They explored all areas of their relationship and their connections with each other. Michael wore some women's clothing and wanted to go in her closet. He had lots of clothes. He represented in a different type of way, but Chloe was trying to get used to it, and she at some point did. But they were just both very open to each other and very accepting of each other. And for the most part, it looked like at least one couple was going to stay married. But they had their challenges. And I'll let you know exactly what happened with these guys. Hi, looking for affordable, inspirational gifts? Check out our store at cbiztvmedia.com. That's CBIZTVmedia.com, and click on our store. or you can email us at cbiztv@yahoo.com and we'll send you that link. Thank you. So with Michael and Chloe, sadly, they rounded out the season with all the couples getting divorced. But I kind of want to get more into their relationship because they looked like they were had the best chance of staying together, but it didn't happen. And we kind of want to delve more into that and do a part two. So we're going to talk more about the couples, the dynamics, and all of that in part two of our Married at First Sight season 17 review, recap, and chat. So talk to you then. This is Irene, Faith, Love, and Trends. All the best. God bless. Join me next time.